For millions of Jews around the world, Hanukkah ended this evening at nightfall. It's a holiday centered on dedication and perseverance, and the Festival of Lights is particularly special in Israel, especially for the survivors of October 7th, their families, and the families of those who were lost. The NewsHour's producer in Israel, Carl Bostick, sent this report from two kibbutzim shattered by terror, but now being revived.
Torch-bearing children, bringing light out of darkness, celebrating a Jewish victory in an ancient war. But here on Kibbutz Neir Oz, barely 2 miles from the Gaza border, the sacrifices honored are much more familiar.
It's light. We need to cover light with all this darkness. The place is start blooming. And of course, we had a very dark period after October 7. And now you will see that we come back, stronger, bigger, and better.
Neir Oz was among the hardest hit kibbutzim that terror-filled morning of October 7th. 47 residents were killed, 76 were taken hostage. Now it is slowly coming back to life. The building and growing have begun anew, and its people are returning.
There was a huge massacre here. Hamas terrorists entered 97% of the homes, and the complete community was evacuated. 1 out of 4 was either kidnapped or murdered, and the rest were evacuated. So it's a very, very special year because we're going to see the revival, and we have hostages who returned. We have Gadi Moses, who is 81 years old, who was almost 500 days in captivity by himself. And when he came out, he wrote a letter to his friends in the kibbutz. He said, I'm back. Let's get to work and let's push away the darkness.
During his captivity, Gadi Moses lost track of time. He didn't know what day it was, but he never lost track of hope. His lifeline was to hear the news from a radio, only when his captors let him listen. A signal, a light that helped him survive.
The interesting, amazing thing is they allowed you to listen to the Israeli news.
No. They give me 5 minutes a week. I ask for radio, and I ask it again and again, months, 2 months, 3 months.
And for one of those 5 minutes, he heard Israel's defense minister speaking on the radio.
Today is the third candle.
He knew what day it was, the second day of Hanukkah.
What makes this Hanukkah so special for you?
The light. The light. We have a lot of light, and the light means hope. And we hope that next year it will be much better.
That hope will mean the building of new homes for returning families and space for new families. Dozens of homes are expected to be built in the new year, but the community is still struggling with the shadow of October 7th. Though all hostages have been released except for one, these yellow flags remain as reminders of the horror.
This is the home of Oded and his wife, Rohebet Lipschitz. More than 2 years ago, they were both taken hostage on October 7th into Gaza. Afterwards, the home was set on fire, and still 2 years later, nothing has changed, including this piano, which is Oded's piano. Now everyone's debating which homes to save and preserve or which ones to demolish. As sundown plunged the day into the night, the lighting of the fire began in Neir Oz for Hanukkah. Yitzhak Lifshitz, the son of Oded and Yocheved, watched the fire with his mother, now 87. His father, Oded, at 82, was killed in the tunnels of Gaza. Yitzhak is defiant and sees the rebuilding of Neir Oz as part of the fire.
It's not because we are heroes, because we are in the corner. What is the other option? To cry and die? No way.
The nearby kibbutz of Be'eri was also hit by the attacks of October 7th and is finding its own light through rebuilding. Displaced residents met at the local pub in Be'eri. Despite their own personal tragedies, they are also defiant about returning. For Yudis Simon, Hanukkah represents miracles.
Hanukkah is a story of miracles for the Jewish people. And my family had a small miracle inside the hole, the black hole that happened to us in our family.
His family left for a holiday on October 6th. But his brother Mordecai stayed behind, and he was killed that next day while trying to rescue his girlfriend.
A lot of the kibbutz members, actually 30 of the kibbutz members, were kidnapped, and 102 were murdered.
Have you ever thought of leaving Be'eri?
Well, All the time I wasn't sure it is my house, but now I'm completely sure after the October 7th, this is my house.
Not only are residents displaced for more than 2 years choosing to return, but also new people have made the decision to move to places like Nero's and Berry, even though there is still a threat living next to Gaza. Netta Asher is only 23, and she just moved here. She also joined the local security force.
So I've moved here 4 months ago, but I've known the people for years now, ever since I volunteered here a couple years ago. And I moved here because I'm surrounded by the strongest, most optimistic and uplifting people. I think that it's very empowering to be here. You're not really safe anywhere. And once you let go and you accept that, that's when serenity comes. I think it's the best cure for anxiety in a very paradoxical way.
The festival of light that is Hanukkah began with a tale from ancient times, when all that was left to provide light during a war was a small canister of oil. It was enough to last for 8 nights. For Jews in Israel today, those 8 nights from an ancient war have now become 2 years of the same kind of sustaining light for another war in these modern times. Carl Bostic, PBS NewsHour, Tel Aviv, Israel.